We are at 211 episodes. That is crazy. Welcome, everybody. This is Sean Simons, PPG Grandpa, episode 211, season 5. Man, I tell you what, it is just rocking and rolling. We got a lot of people in the chat. Who do we got? We got Joseph, Bill H, Kyle Neal, Scuba Steve, Angela Preslick, Bill H again, CBs. Jaybird 73, 555, Tony Marzano, and Greg Laney. Man, we got a bunch of people already. So welcome,
Cool.
everybody. I'm so happy that everyone has made it today. It is just another beautiful day in paradise. You just can't beat paradise, can you guys?
No, not at all. Not at all. I
No.
noticed when I go, I look like a little parakeet when I flap my hands on the screen. That's why you don't see my hands very much on the screen.
You're a parakeet today? Okay. I mean, hey, parakeets, they fly, right? So you're a flying parakeet. That's pretty cool. Nothing wrong with that. If you guys don't know, my name is Sean Simons. I'm the executive director over at Run Into the Sky. And we just heard that our runtothesky.org is not working properly, but our runtothesky.com is working. We are actually working on getting a new place to house our Run to the Sky. I forgot it was DreamHost, I think, allows nonprofits to host for free, and we like free, so we're gonna be moving everything over to that. Who do we have on the panel right now? Kevin Houston. Kevin Houston is our president of our nonprofit, Run to the Sky, helping disabled veterans learn to fly, get adaptive gear, and he was over here for a couple of days helping me out. We got an amazing new book out that has our homework, that has all about our it has our flight manual. What else is to have?
Rules and tests.
Yeah,
Thank you
that's
so
right. We
much.
got all the tests for the exams. Yeah. We are able to give out, we're an official USPPA school. We're able to give out PPG 1, 2, 3 and Wheeled 1, 2s, and 3s. So anybody that comes over that wants to get rated, come on over. And we got a lot of really cool stuff. And we're talking today about how you can help us out. And also look at this beautiful coin here. Woo, coin. Let me show you this. Actually, let me go ahead and screen share it real quick so you can check it out. I think I got it on here. Do I have it on here? I don't think I do. I might have to check that out again in a second. Will Fly PPG. He is not only the guy that helps us out with the spinning wheel of winning things, but he's also the treasurer of Run Into the Sky. Will Fly, introduce yourself and let everyone know what you do for us over at Run Into the Sky as a treasurer.
Hey man, I'm Will Fly, and I like to fly, I like to do videos, and yeah, like Sean said, I'm the secretary of the
Treasure.
or excuse me, treasurer of the organization. And just good to be here. Real excited. Gonna hit my first fly-in here in a couple of days, and looking forward to it, man.
Excellent. Well, man, I tell you what, there's definitely
Oh, there you go, you got it.
yeah, I think I got it. I just gotta move this out of the way. Our AI companion. Let's go ahead and check this out. So this is our coin right here. And we also got the QR code that you can help us. So for every $100 that you donate, we're going to send you this beautiful coin. This actually helps fund our projects that we have helping disabled veterans. We're going to be building the bathroom with a shower. We need funding for that. We need a heated and cooled classroom that we're working on also. Kevin, tell us a little bit about that heating and cooled classroom that we were talking about, buddy.
I can't remember the dimensions of it, but it's going to be a pretty nice size. Have a TV, great big table in it, enough seating for shoot a big group. If ever we had a big group, at least 8 people, plus the instructors. It's going to have couches. It's going to be nice.
And I know
Place.
I've just put you right on the spot and everything. I'm sorry about
Yeah,
that.
you didn't give me time to prepare. It's going to be a nice spot to learn and to take a break during the day. Shoot, if you want to take a nap. But I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. And also, we want to finish up the shower. So we got the bathroom. It needs a shower. We got a fly-in that's coming in also. So our fly-in, well, we got the bathroom, but if you want a shower, we really need to work on that before y'all get here. The fly-in is going to be April 5th through the 8th. The 8th is going to be the eclipse, and I hope that you guys can make it. It's a free fly-in, but obviously we hope that you can throw us a couple bucks. We got projects. If you can help us out with the projects, and if you can just bring some supplies, toilet paper, paper towels, and, you know, maybe an old wing that you want to donate, or a paramotor or paramotor parts or whatever, anything like that definitely helps a lot. We also got our very own ParamomUSA.com. What's up, Paramom?
Hi, everybody. Welcome. Monday night. Hope you all had a great weekend. And if Angela Preslick's out there, happy birthday, girl. I hope you had a great weekend celebrating your birthday and all that good stuff. And I'm just happy you're all here today. This is the place to be on Monday nights with all of us. Just kind of hang out, talk about stuff. We're kind of having an open topic tonight. So you guys in the chat, you whatever you want to talk about, just throw it out there and we'll, you know, Let us know how your weekend was, if you did any flying or anything like that. And we're all just going to hang out. So thank you so much. We so appreciate you joining us every Monday night. So I love y'all. Thank you.
We all love you. I wonder if we can make some hearts here real quick. Sometimes
wow, your son's in chat.
Doesn't work, Paramom.
Mine doesn't do that. It won't do the heart.
Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
Or Linda. Yeah, mine never does the heart thing.
Now, we also got our very own Scuba Steve with this really cool fan in the background. Scuba Steve, welcome, and tell us a little bit about that Run to the Sky fan, which is really nifty.
Oh, yeah, that is a 3D holographic fan, so you can take images, especially if you have, like, a green screen. You can, like, record an MP4 and then take the background away. It does all kinds of crazy stuff. You can't really see it that good on the stream. Oh, I got it paused right now, but... So, like, you can see it moving around, but like there's Will Fly's logo.
he is totally cool, man. You could walk all around it, right? And it looks like it's a 3D image.
If you go behind it, you don't see anything because all the lights are on this side.
So, oh, okay,
you can see it from the side, but if you get all the way behind it, you can't see anything.
Okay.
They're like $99 on Amazon if y'all choose. This one's 19.5 inches. You can also put video files on there. So if you have a video and you want to play, like, I got a video on there from a YouTube short.
How are you doing that?
There, that's a video.
Oh, that's so cool, man.
Yeah, it's just so bright. It's blown out on the... It's like really good if you're in person seeing it, but on video, the camera frame rate versus YouTube's frame rate versus the compression screws everything up. So
what is that called?
It is called a 3D hologram fan.
Oh, 3D hologram. Okay.
Or a projector. Either way, you put it in. That one's like 19.5 inches. I can just put the link in chat if y'all want to look at this specific one. I mean, you can read all about it. You can look up other models. You don't have to get the one I got, obviously. The one I got is $99 on Amazon. There you go.
I saw some for like, $30? I mean, about $30, $40. So you can get them at what? Any price
point? Yeah, the smaller they are, the cheaper they are. The resolution changes. How many LEDs are in there change. This one's 50 centimeters or 19.5 inches. Most of them that you see that are under $100 are 16.5 inches. So this has got an extra 3 inches. So
that is super cool. Well, I see a lot more podcasts because I watch, you know, YouTube all the time, a lot of podcasts on YouTube, and I'm seeing more of this stuff coming out.
Oh yeah.
Of the talk shows too, except of course it's bigger, you know.
It is a bad habit, Tony. I have to buy all the new things. As long as they're not like Apple Glass or whatever that's like $5,000. Yeah, no, I'm good. I don't need that one.
Oh, where you can watch movies
on your glasses.
there it is.
Yeah, see, that one's what, $340? It's a lot bigger too, I bet.
Oh
yeah,
my gosh.
Four. See, that one has four. Mine only has two that come out. But yeah, that whole 3D thing, it'll do that on here. It depends on the video. But you can,
and you can do like fireworks too, huh?
Yeah, you can do fireworks.
For Ryan rides. Yeah.
Anything you want to put on there. It's great for people that own businesses and want to advertise because, you know, whatever memory card you got, you can fill it up with all your logos and, hey, this week we have 10% off on whatever, you know.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah. That's a tennis shoe floating around. Yeah. I saw that.
That's cool. That reminds me.
Steve's commentary.
That's a diamond. Yeah.
That's a diamond.
Diamond.
That's a butterfly.
No, I'm saying that the 10% off thing. That's a diamond. That's a butterfly. Oh, yeah, that's a shoe. Yeah, I got you.
It's amazing.
So I'm wondering what kind of light does that use? And I'm wondering, like, its longevity, its lifespan.
You know? Oh, wow. You would be surprised. The lights are all LED. The lowest lifespan I've seen is 100,000 hours. I don't think you're ever going to run it that long.
Yeah, the motor would probably give out first.
And it's weird because it sounds like a fan, but it produces no air, if that makes any sense. It sounds like a house fan that's on low. You can hear the brrr cutting through the air, but there's no air coming off of it, really, that I can feel. And maybe you like hearing your prop spin all the time, so this will, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, I might stop that. Matter of fact, let me just stop it.
Can you mount that like on a ceiling?
Yes, like, horizontally. Mount on a wall, on a ceiling. Yep, no problem. I gotta wait till it slows down because if it's moving fast and you stick your finger in there, that will hurt. I'll put some light on it too, so you can see it better. That's pretty slow.
So did you buy the tripod or the stand separate?
No, this I already had. You know, I already had this.
So no, isn't it on a? I thought I saw it in your living room on a tripod. Or it's on a stand.
So. There's a mount that this just slides into in the back, so you can. It comes with all the hardware, so you can mount it to the wall and it'll just spin. But I was coming so close to right here, and I was thinking it was going to hit. That's literally like a half inch away from hitting, but that's it. And it's got a little SD card right here. Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, like I said, if you have music, it'll sync to that and play music through your Bluetooth speaker. So if you have a video and you want to play music with the hologram, you could do that. It's pretty cool. And then see when it first spins up, you'll see it. It like kicks in and then it starts showing the display correctly.
Use the second video. I'm going to put this, if it's okay, Sean, I like to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah, he's got a better video of it, so y'all can see basically what it looks like. Because really when y'all seen it here, cool it doesn't really like have this. The color. You can't see the color. Scuba has the coolest background gadgets. I don't even have my slot machine up here, which I used to have a slot. It's down in the basement now.
I think
a real slot machine?
Yes.
Now that would be cool.
It's in the basement. I had two of them, but one of them got tore up somehow, so I just threw it away.
You got a pinball machine?
No, never had a pinball. Oh. Not one, the full size one anyway.
I used to love playing that.
Pinball is fun.
Pinball Wizard, taking you back.
I did have a full size arcade game with the two motorbikes where you lean.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That thing was huge. So, yeah, that would never fit in this house. But two houses ago, it was no problem.
Oh, you did? How funny. Yeah.
That's
water. You're just in your glory days.
Glory days.
There's lots of cool stuff you can do. I mean, I've only had it a couple of days, and I've already figured out 90% of what you can do with it. It's pretty. See, that looks really
That's cool
to me, but for you, it's almost looking white. That is a dark blue right now.
Is it? That's cool.
Let's see.
It almost looks like wax coming down.
Let's see if Will's screen shows the choppy video. It's going to be like, really? Told you, man.
Well, no, but the second, let me see. Can you see that?
Yeah, I see it, but it looks like you can see all the black lines, every bit of it.
Well, I wonder if the first one was. You sent one horizontal and one vertical, one portrait and one landscape.
Maybe if we did it that way, it might show correctly on the screen. That would be nice. Oh, there it is.
It will. I just thought.
No, it still shows the black. It shows. Oh, the video that I posted on YouTube is the one that shows a clear picture.
That's it. Yeah, because I looked at it.
All right. I can probably make that not private or just give somebody the link if y'all want to see what it looks like. Let me find it on my channel here.
Well, I have the link if you want me to.
Oh, go ahead. You can post it. I mean, it's not.
I mean, show it.
Yeah, just show it. Yeah, that one will show correctly.
Hey, Kyle, I see you. Oh. I see that you're on your phone. If you take your phone and turn it sideways, we'll be able to see you better. There we go.
There he is. All right, everybody wants to eat that Big Mac.
Yeah, that did look good.
I thought that was.
Yeah, it's a Big Mac. Full blown. I mean, Pepsi can. You can get. I took the one out that was a McDonald's Happy Meal, and then Pikachu jumps out of it. That's like so many copyright things. So it's not on there right now. But
I found it.
Okay.
Well, it looks like you could put a lot of those fans all over the place in the.
Oh back. Yeah, you can link them together. So if you have one, you could put four fans and make a big image.
Can you see it?
Yes.
It's a much better representation of what it does. It's the actual thing. I mean,
yeah.
What is that, Steve?
That is some kind of Japanese liquor bottle from what I get. That came with it. So it was already on the SD card. That's
cool. Look at that.
Yeah, you can add a bunch of pictures and it makes a full square with all the pictures. That's a dragon. It literally looks like that dragon's floating midair. It's crazy.
Man, that's amazing. Can you imagine where we're going to be? Like, I mean, just, I don't know, 15 years from now or 10 years from now?
Can you imagine 50, 50 years from now or 100 years? I cannot even fathom. I mean, 50 years ago when we were kids and stuff like that, it's like we wouldn't even begin to even think that there's what we got going on right now, you know, like computers, Zoom, podcasts, streaming. I mean,
50 years.
Yeah, the spinning things we had last back then were called records.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey. It's like the, what is it, the 8mm projector?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad. I grew up with them. My dad. He loved taking home movies.
If you left it there too long.
Remember when the records were glass? And then they went, the records were glass and then they went to vinyl?
No.
Because it was cheaper to make vinyl instead of the glass records.
I didn't know that. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got some really old records from way back in the day.
Glass?
They were all glass. I mean, not see-through. I mean, they were dark.
But they look like records still.
Yeah, they look like records. They were dark, black.
I still have all my records that I... You guys remember Columbia House Records?
God, yes.
Where they used penny. To send them. They'd send me one like every month. I would get an album. So I got a whole box of albums now from, you know, Bachman Turner Overdrive, Steve Giles Band, all this stuff.
I would do the same thing and never pay them. I was a bad kid.
Send me one.
That's it there, right, Sean?
That's it.
That is such a beautiful coin.
That's a really thick coin also. And like I said, you know, we need some funding. We got lots of projects. We definitely want to have a shower in there for this flying that's coming up. So we definitely can do the shower, but we need some funding for it. We want to have a heated and cooled classroom. So we need it funded. So we figured that funding is probably better to get something in return. You know, you're helping our veterans. Let's give you a really nice coin, you know. The QR code, just scan that right there. It'll go right to the donation. If you actually go over and it's actually from betterworld.org. And there's a link in that particular description that you can go and and send us, you know, a gift. We really need it. We are getting really low on funding. I can't fund this nonprofit myself anymore. I'm really tapping out. So if you guys can help out, we definitely need your help, please.
Is this the QR code? Is that
that's the QR
where you can buy them?
Yes, absolutely. So for every $100 donation, we'll just send you a coin. We got 20 of these particular coins. We got different coins coming in. So hopefully every week we'll be able to, you know, get different coins. And that's how we would really like to be able to fund this. I mean, yeah, it's great if you got a ton of cash that you just want to send us. But, you know, to get something in return, especially something so nice like this, I believe that this would really help out as far as, you know, helping fund our, you know, Run to the Sky, our mission to help disabled veterans run to the sky.
Agree.
Kyle's been really helping us out too. Kyle, introduce yourself and tell us about all the cool stuff that you were able to get for us. Everything from helmets to comms to finding things that that are really going to help our disabled vets.
Right. So, like you said, my name is Kyle. Right at the moment, so I'm the director of operations. I have been diligently seeking a lot of the equipment that we have that we've been selling to our students. I have been scouring quite a bit of a lot of locations to try to actually lower the cost of all of that, because the goal is if we can get this stuff as low as possible on prices, then we can start working on a bundle together to help our students be able to afford all this communications and helmets and all the safety gear that we possibly can. Right at the moment, we are working on towards getting a bundle put together with the PPG Bible and all the other equipment that is needed to actually fly. It's including a two-way. We are working on a moment right now for a two-way comms. Hopefully sometime soon I will be able to give more information out on that. That is one of the biggest pet peeves right now I'm actually working on. If things go through right, we'll actually be able to have our own comms at a very affordable price to help all our students out. So right at the moment, that's exactly what we're working on. Is there anything you'd like to put in there, Sean?
And yeah, and so one of the things that we were looking at is to be able to have our gaggle on our comms and also a two-way radio and to be able to be on your phone. So we'll be able to use comms, radio, and Bluetooth all with these particular comms. And also, this is all going to be included in the tuition price. You know, you get these amazing schools that are out there, and they charge their $3,500, which is great. I understand why they charge so much, because there's a lot involved. I mean, you got to pay electricity, you got to pay, you know, monthly bills to have the kids come in or the students come in. You got gas, oil, repairs. I mean, it costs a lot to run a school, a lot more than I actually thought until I started doing this. And it's a huge, huge cost to do this and to be able to help disabled veterans come through and to get them all these things at our cost, which we are really working on. Imagine $3,500, and that is also your helmet with comms, your books, your DVDs, all your learning of your DVDs from Foot Flyer, all your tests and study guides, flight manuals, everything's included with that. We're just trying to make it to where it's the best price possible for the most amount of knowledge that you can learn at a certified USPPA school. Jim from Canada, eh? What's up, buddy? Good to see you, man. I see you got a QR code too. What's you doing? And you're on mute, so if you want to talk, you got to unmute yourself. He goes, oh man, I'm just like, well, fly now.
QR code goes to my YouTube channel.
Nice. Y'all go subscribe, because once he gets, 1,500 subscribers, he's giving away that shirt. So y'all need to go
subscribe.
Yeah, how's that going?
It's coming along slowly.
Yeah, y'all pick it up, man.
Every week we get a few more subscribers.
You know what? You should probably do a, if you subscribe to my channel, you get 5% off of anything that we have in our store.
Oh, cool. There's an idea.
Yeah, I'm glad you just came up with that.
I'll have to figure out
It was
how to
all
put
Jim's
that on there.
idea. I heard it come right from Jim.
Absolutely.
It was a great idea.
Sounds good. Well, glad that you're here. You're our official sponsor. You help us with calendars and all sorts of really cool stuff. You made stickers for us for our school. You've really helped us out a lot. So tell us a little bit about your business over at carepp.com.
Yeah, we have a printing company. I can help you out with whatever you need printed. I do a lot of business forms, which are like carbonless forms, and I can print checks. You fill in the details, of course, as to how much it goes for.
Yeah, I'm gonna pay that thing off right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You send me the check, I'll write the check right back to you to pay for everything.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah,
Don't get in trouble for writing bounced checks. That's illegal, you know.
you tell
But
us. Oh man.
yeah. So yeah, I can do that. I can print business cards, flyers, whatever. You name it. And then if you mention the show, I'll give you 10% off.
That's
Sweet.
excellent. Sean, I got a question.
Yeah.
Maybe for some of the people in chat also.
Okay.
What do you think the safest, or how should I put this? What is the safe range for kiting a normal glider? Not a kiting wing, but a normal glider, like 25 and up meter glider. What do you think is the safe wind speed for that? And then what is okay with one of those kiting wings?
We've kited with those small wings in some really squirrely wind. Kevin, you kite in some squirrely wind. Kyle, you too. What's the highest amount of wind you think that we can kite those little small kiting wings in? Kyle, what do you think, bud?
Oh, well, if I recall correctly, I think at one point it was 12 to 13 mile an hour that I was playing in. It was a little bit of a challenge, but it wasn't over too exertive. It was a good, nice little challenge. I think for a new person, still stick with 8 at max, but for anybody who has any experience at all, 12 is a good challenge for a little bitty little kiting wing. I absolutely loved it in that little in that good wind. It makes you quick on your reaction times for sure.
How about you, Kev? Kevin?
Go ahead. Say that one more time.
Yeah, so the little kiting wings that you've kited out there, what's the fastest wind do you think that you could kite that small wing in?
I'm trying to think of what I've kited in recent months. I'm gonna say on up there into 13, 14, 15 mile per hour winds with that little wing.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, it's not going to lift you up. You're not going to be plucked. So,
No.
Yeah, I had my regular wing and it was 11 miles an hour, which is great. I mean, you could do reverse launch, everything like that, but it was really switchy wind with gust of 18, and I swear there were more gusts than there was 11 miles an hour. So it was trying to pick me up in the air, and I was like, yeah, this is not going to cut it. And that was not a kiting wing. That was a 27 meter wing. It
Gotcha.
has some good pull behind that.
Well, one of the things at the school that we discuss is what is safe for wings, right? So if you have your regular wing that you're going to be flying, we don't want you in anything more than 8 gust 10, and we don't want anything more than 5 miles an hour between your regular laminar wind and your gust. So one
Right.
gust six, that's too much because the gust could pluck you, right? 5 gust six, that's very tolerable. 8 gust 10 is kind of on that high side, but if you know how to disable your wing, and we go over how to disable our wings also, Kevin and Kyle, right? You know how to disable your wings, right? It's above our
Oh, yeah.
head. You just reach up, grab those sea lines, pull them down, taco, walk forward, and you can pretty much collapse a wing in some pretty high winds.
Yeah, that's
But
important so you don't get dragged across the field because it will literally drag you across the field if you don't know how to disable your wing.
absolutely. So what are some
And
of the
don't listen to Alexa. guys use your app, use Wendy or some other app. I checked Alexa. She told me it was 6 mile an hour wind. No, wasn't even close. So yeah, don't leave me.
I would check Alexa either.
Actually, well, I do. I'll check her as the first general thing. You know, what are the current winds? You know, that's I go from the big down to the small. And so yeah. I'm gonna start with her, but I don't rely on her. On the kiting thing, you know, starting out, I'd say 6-7 miles per hour, and don't worry, you know, if it's gusting, don't even bother doing it. You know what I mean? If you're just starting out, you know, and you remember why you're kiting is to learn to become one with the wing, right? But if you're having to throw all these other variables in, it really makes the managing things difficult. But if you this is just what I did, okay, whatever you may do differently, but I would always hand kite the wing first before I got all strapped in.
Oh yeah.
And to make sure that I could control that wing. And then it's a terrible thing to be strapped in and being plucked, you know what I mean? But the worst case scenario, if you pull it up with your hands and you can control it well, you know, worst thing, just freaking let go, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty smart. I always hand kite my wing first just to check it, because if there's something strong, you're going to know about it. You don't want to clip in if you're going to get hit by 18-mile-an-hour gust, because it will yank you across the field. You probably won't even have time to reach up to grab your B's or C's to disable the wing. You're gone.
The last thing on that was if I lay my wing out and the wind blows it over, it's too strong. That's what I used when I was starting out kiting.
Yep, that happened to me yesterday. I was having trouble putting the wing up in my sack because the thing kept, and I turned sideways even, you know, away from the wind. I was like, okay, it'll be fine here. It was folding the side up. I'm like, come on, man. Give me 5 minutes to put my wing.
You know, there's nothing more fun than getting a hellacious freaking tangled wing, trying to untangle it in the wind. I did nothing more fun than that.
Let the trims out when kiting in higher wind. You could do that, Joe, but it really depends on how high the wind is. I mean, because if it's, I'd say it was between 8 to 11 miles an hour, I can usually just squat down and I can handle it. But if it gets higher than that, I'm not even going to try that. Not on a normal wing, maybe a kiting wing.
What was the question?
He said, let the trims out when kiting in higher winds.
Yes, if you are if you're clipped in, but just like you said, you always want to hand kite. So Kyle and Kevin, what do we say as far as hand kiting? What is the reason why we hand kite in the first place?
Check the lines, check the wind. It'll show you what wind the wind is blowing in the direction. Of course, you're facing, not facing, but you're want to go into the wind, but it'll give you basically an approximate where your wing goes of which way the wind's blowing. Check your wing.
So hand kiting is for inspection, right? We're inspecting the wing. We're inspecting the lines, the leading edge, the trailing edge, checking that trailing edge, make sure there's no sticks or rocks or snakes, right? Make sure there's no debris in the line. And also, it will tell us exactly where the wind is going. So if you build a wall, when you hand kite, you know exactly where the wind is. All right, good deal.
Water veins right into the wind, so it makes it real easy for you.
That's something the newer pilots can try is you want to try to be able to, if you can do this, then you're getting pretty good. If you can build a wall and hover that wall a foot or two off the ground and keep it stable, you're doing pretty good, because that takes a lot of A/brake control. You gotta really balance that out to keep that wing just barely over the ground.
Right.
When I did that down when I was training with Kyle O'Glee, he was like, I ain't got nothing else to teach you, and walked away. That's when that snake tried to get him, which I was like, why is there a snake on the field? It was crazy.
Snakes.
So, Sean, we do actually have a few questions that
he could have taught me how to land better. Very true. Very true. I didn't have enough time. That's my own fault, though.
All right. Will Fly, any questions in the super chat?
Yeah. Tony has a question for you, Sean. He says, after your crash, did you have to pay emergency services?
Really good question. So thank goodness I'm a disabled veteran and I do have access to the veterans hospitals for free. So they took me over to the Army hospital, which is right down the road, thank goodness. And because I'm a veteran, I don't have to pay for anything.
So I'm wondering why they chose, instead of making the train move, to slide you under that train.
The train was parked.
It's
been parked there for a while. They usually park there, and it blocks that road. So after this, we wrote a nice little letter saying that we can't have the airfield over in Texas blocked by a train in case something like this happens again. We need, you know, access to that road. So I don't think they're going to park there anymore.
Y'all are getting to be the Bruce Lee. Will and Bill H, kite with your eyes closed. Feel the wing. Be the wing. Like water flows.
It really does happen that way. I mean, everyone sucks when they first start out. And the more you do it, you start picking things up without even realizing you're doing it. And you start getting better and better and better. Yeah.
And
I am no expert, but I can tell you it was a real challenge for me when I first started.
That's the other thing. It's not like riding a bike, right? You can ride a bike, learn how to ride a bike, then 10 years later, get on the bike and you're good to go. If you don't kite your wing for a long period of time, you will get rusty and it will be, I mean, you'll still remember the basics, but you'll get rusty. It's important to kite your wing, what, an hour for every hour of flying time or something like that? I think that's the ratio.
I'd say kite it and kind of get the chance. If you can't fly it, kite it. You know?
Jim's like, I fly way too much to be kite my wing that long.
Yeah.
Can you,
Sean, he flies 1,000 hours a year. Can you imagine? Can you imagine 1,000 hours too?
I don't fly 1,000 hours a year. I fly about 350 hours a year. And I just crested over 1,000 hours, in the last 5 years. So, awesome. Yeah,
still 350 hours of kiting is a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah,
and I tell everybody too, when I show them kiting and stuff, it's like, you know, do not compare yourself against me. I've been kiting for a while, so when we get new students or Kyle goes back out there, or Kevin comes back out, and I'm just kiting like this, talking to them, just feeling the wing, being one at the wing, and just talking. And then they grab it and they're like having a little bit more difficulty than me. It's like, don't judge your kiting skills against me or anybody, even other students that's around the field. Don't judge other people. This is all about you and your skill. It's all separate. Don't ever judge yourself against somebody else.
Oh, another thing that I noticed when I was training with Kyle, there was two other guys there training. Well, there was three other guys training while I was, and Kyle was teaching me how to do something and I was listening to him. But then you had one of the other guys that hasn't even flown yet came over and tried to say, you shouldn't do it that way. You should do it this way. I'm like, why would I listen to you over the instructor? Didn't make any sense. And what he said was terrible. I would have never done that. But yeah, I was like, why would you tell me something? You're not the instructor. Why are you? And I still don't think he's flown yet. So,
and that does happen a lot. You get people that, haven't flown, feel like they, just have enough of that skill to go and talk to other students. They don't mean bad at all. Right. They really don't. They just want to be really good. But if you haven't flown and you haven't mastered your kiting skills, you probably shouldn't be giving advice. I agree with that.
Embrace the suck.
And what?
Embrace the suck.
Absolutely.
Embrace the suck. I thought you said the sock. I'm like, huh? What the heck? Embrace the sock. The wind sock is your friend. Okay. I don't know.
One thing that stood out to me, I guess it was one of my first couple of podcasts. Will said, enjoy the journey. And something along those lines. And that has always stuck with me. So it's good advice.
That's really what it is. I mean, it's a journey. That's all part of it.
If I don't hurry up, Kevin's going to catch up to me in flights, and I can't have that. That's crazy.
Hell yeah, he is. That's great.
I plan on flying a lot more this spring because I'm going to get up the nerve and I'm going to call this tower and say, look, I'm taking off. And they can tell me no if they want, but
we'll see. But hopefully they'll tell you yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You probably won't ask them like that. Yeah.
No, I would not ask him like, hey, I'm taking off, whether y'all like it or not. No, that would be bad. Okay, we're going to send that F-22 Raptor right up your rear end.
Yeah. I want to be careful. Yeah, Kevin was down here. Kevin, you were here for what, almost half a week this last week. And you decided not to fly, and you helped out a lot. You got a lot of sleep over here. Holy smoke, you got a lot of sleep. You need to sleep
came
more.
Over there. He came for a vacation.
He did. He came over here to snooze, man. And then he woke up one day when it was beautiful, and he goes, my foot hurts. I'm not going to fly. So how's your toe, by the way?
It's fine. I have no clue what I did to it. I woke up, and it was like a bad cramp, but it lasted for like 2 days. No clue what happened to it.
And then, that's another big thing in the sport that we do. You have to be right mentally and physically, or you shouldn't fly. If you wake up and go, I'm not feeling it, then don't go fly. Why risk it? There's plenty of other times to fly.
Exactly. And that's exactly what Kevin did. It was a beautiful day. He goes, you know what? I would love to fly, but my toe hurts and I don't want to, you know, I don't want to possibly fall or do something that could hurt myself or the equipment. So
yeah, he could have broke a prop. Who knows?
Very, very proud of Kevin for doing that.
Yeah, man.
And then I was gonna fly Saturday evening, and I was too tired by then. Didn't feel like it. So I loaded up and drove my 3.5 hours back to Mississippi. So, but planning on coming back this weekend.
Sounds good. We are going to probably have a couple more students this weekend. A bunch of our other students are going to be. So this should be a really fun weekend coming up, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you are around and want to, you're more than welcome. You got my phone number, right? 501-747-3558. If you do not have that in your phone, please put in your phone. You can call and talk to me about paramotors anytime because I like to talk about paramotors. Go figure about that. Hey Kyle, is there any questions in the super chat?
We have one from James. He says, Sean, have you linked up with some of the larger veteran organizations and networked with them? Wounded Warrior Project, AWA, Warrior Rising, etc.
We are actually working on that now. Since we have become official, being an official USPPA flight school, we got that street cred, so we are definitely working on getting up with the other VAs, the Veterans Administration, the other organizations. We're going to be getting up with Resurgence, and what's that other one that you just not the Wounded Warriors that out in California where they take everybody up? I just where'd it go? It's not in my mind. I'll think of it soon, but yes, we're going to be getting up with everyone that we possibly can. If you are in one of those areas and you do have nonprofits that help disabled vets, et cetera, please give them our information, and would love to catch up with them and be part of them. We're also making alliances across the United States with different flight schools. So right now we're part of Wichita Paramotor up in Kansas. We're bumping each other, you know, they can come down here and use our field. We can go up there and use their field. So we're going to try to have sister schools all across the United States also. So if you do have a paramotor flight school and you would like to partner with us, we would love to be able to do that because now we'll be able to go to different flight schools across the United States and start doing some traveling, training. So if a vet can't come all the way down here to Arkansas, we can go to them. And that's one of the things that we're going to try to get working at least by the end of the summer and partner with a lot of people. Was there any other questions out there?
It was a comment, not a question, but Greg Laney says, so thanks to kiting and getting more experience, I find that I'm now launching from LZs that I would never have launched from 2 years ago.
Excellent.
That's a good point. Another reason to get good at kiting. I mean, it builds your self-confidence. It just all the way around, man. You can't go wrong kiting your wing.
Right.
Totally agree. Any other questions or comments out there that we need to discuss or talk about here?
Not that I've seen. I think it's all I've caught up with at the moment.
What? Chatter's got us caught up? Come on now.
I know it.
Well, we only got about 10 more minutes anyways. We don't have a guest. We got students coming in tomorrow. So, you know, it takes a little bit more for me to wake up in the morning now and get out to the school. But we're going to meet up at 9 o'clock tomorrow. We got a couple of students and some new students, and we're going to be working on triking and doing some running into the sky.
You know what I want to see invented, and if I have to do it myself, I'm going to do it. I want a fuel gauge that is built into our throttle. Most fuel gauges require some type of power, but even if it's 12 volts, I mean, if you throw it on a switch and just check your fuel every once in a while, then that battery would last a long time. And just a small battery pack, you wouldn't need anything big. And then just put a fuel gauge. I mean, I know we can just use a mirror and check, but I'd much rather be able to look at my throttle and go, okay, I got half a tank. That would be ideal. Why has nobody made one of those yet?
Not that it works on the throttle. Someone didn't, George,
Mark, have one of those? Yeah, Mark George actually made one that you can put on the fuel tank. It's it uses, I guess, some sort of electrical impulses that can see how much gas is in there, and it does display it. Also, too, on your gaggle, if you know your burn rate, add that in there so you can actually see on your gaggle how much gas you have, and it'll also tell you how many miles or hours you have left of fuel, and that pops up all the time. Mark Emerson just donated $5 in the super chat saying, hey guys, thank you very much. We definitely appreciate that. Anything that's donated here or anything that's donated over at the Run to the Sky goes to Run into the Sky. I do not collect anything. I don't collect a paycheck from Run to the Sky, the nonprofit. I have other ways of making money and income coming in, but everything that is through our flight school, I don't take nothing from it. It all gets put back into the flight school. So cool. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mark. Welcome, Mark. Haven't heard from you in a while. Hope you're doing good. Saying hi. Shout out to Mark.
I look forward to seeing everybody down at Fly Up for Gage that is coming to Fly Up for Gage. And if you're not coming, what's wrong with you guys? It's like the first big fly-in this year. Let's go.
It's going to be more comfortable temperatures down there, too. You know,
it's going to be nice.
Like sleeping weather. It's going to be just perfect.
Yeah. You guys are going to have so much fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
You better do some cool videos when you're there. Like, remember you used to do that? Like, I think it was Bad Apples or something. You're walking around with your ice cream or something. that was one of my favorites. And you were just talking to everybody. And that was pretty cool. You got to do something like that again. You're so good at it.
We can take a boring video and make it cool. So I'm sure we can figure something out.
Hey, we didn't get a thumbnail.
Well, we know that we're going to have to blame it on the person that did not take off their glasses.
That's right.
Oh, wait, let me get it on Run to the Sky. Hold on a second.
Okay, I'm ready now.
So while he's doing that, hey, Sean, we did have a few questions here. I did answer one in a chat, but I'll actually go back over it. So actually, let me find it here real quick. Oh, CB.
We're not doing the picture yet.
Oh, let's go ahead and do the picture. I can wait on that. So
it's all right. You ready? 1, 2, 3. Got it.
Yeah. Excellent.
Cool.
All right.
I almost forgot.
Tony,
we can't forget.
Tony Marzano asked us in chat if we were going to have a VR like Lone Star, and I did actually reply to that, but I want to say it on here for everybody. We are working on a VR setup right now, actually. So for the what they had is a little tandem setup where we can actually hoist up the paramotors with a pilot, and they can actually experience all the thrust.
Wow.
So we are actually working on that right now, or I am. I'm actually ordered quite a bit of the parts to manufacture something like this. And so within a few weeks, hopefully, if things go well, we will actually have that. And we'll also be setting up a VR with it as well for all of our students and for other people to show in the near future. So it's actually something that we're really looking forward to, especially me. So Sean, on another subject, it was from CB's. He asked if you are considering getting to where you can do tandem certifications.
Nice. John Wayne has donated $50 in Super Chat.
John Wayne, that is thank awesome. You. Thank you so much, buddy. Thank we you, definitely John appreciate Wayne. You, buddy.
Thank you.
John Wayne's a cool cat. If you haven't met him,
he's the best.
You need to meet up with him. You need to fly. He has a ton of really awesome stories that he tells. When you go to a fly-in, you sit in the around a campfire and talk. Man, listen to this guy. He is really fun to chat with.
He's fun to hang out with.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And he also is a very he's a monthly supporter for the channel here. So definitely another shout out to him for, you know, helping us out. He's been helping us out from way back in the beginning. So
yeah. Thank you, Cowboy.
Yeah.
So yeah, and so we're hoping that we'll be able to have this VR system set up and ready. So when you do come over for the fly-in from the 5th through the 8th of April, you'll be able to try our new simulator and see what you think.
What was that thing you posted about the NOTAMs or whatever for the eclipse? Is that going to have any bearing on us at all?
I didn't see anything when I looked.
Oh, but I thought you posted it. They're saying there's going to be some dangerous air. It didn't say, hey, you're not allowed to fly, but there's going to be a lot of NOTAMs to keep people from flying, which I'm sure is probably over by D.C. or wherever the
president. The BFR NOTAM?
Yeah. TFR, right.
No, BFR.
BFR.
Yeah, for VFR pilots. Is that the one you're talking about?
I think that's what I saw. Yeah. Somebody posted it and they were like, hey, look out for this. And I'm like, okay. I don't think it's going to stop anybody from flying during the eclipse. If they do say we can't, I think people are still going to do it. But
I think what they're doing is they're letting everyone know that this is going to be a huge event. And as this is going by, we're going to have a lot of aircraft up. Helicopters, airplanes, obviously lots of ultralights are going to be up there. And so just be aware, there's going to be more air traffic than normal. So right. Be aware and definitely wear your gaggle, keep them Bluetooth. So you are, you know, keep that head on that swivel. Going to be a lot of people up in the air. I want to be.
Yeah. I'm not going to catch the eclipse this year. I mean, we had it in Georgia about 3 or 4 years ago. It's something you have to see for yourself, to be honest. We had a total eclipse there, and it is amazing to see. But I was flying a drone. I wasn't flying a paramotor at that time. I just got drone footage of it, which is still cool. But, yeah, paramotor would have been awesome then.
Yeah.
Absolutely. CB's said, Sean, you consider doing where you can do tandem certifications. Yes. So I am having some hand surgery. I got a lump right here and makes it very, very painful also over here too to grasp onto things. So that's why I've been going to the doctors too to get this thing taken care of. April 2nd, I'm going to have surgery on this hand. So that's right before our fly-in. So I may not be able to fly that day. However,
sucks.
Well, it's all right. I mean, I'm going to be out there. I'm going to be with all you amazing pilots. I'm going to be able to watch and video you guys flying, and might even get some really good video of people flying across the eclipse, you know, with the aurora around it. So who knows? I might just get better shots than what I was going to be able to do originally. So it's no big deal.
You got
silver lining, right? Yeah,
sure. You probably want to get that done, get that over with, you know, get it healed up and everything. So yeah, you can keep doing what you're doing, right? You think about it, keep putting it off, then it might get worse or whatever. So I think you're doing the right thing. Because, right. You know, Sean, you're no spring chicken anymore. I have to remind you so many times.
So many people remind me I'm not a chicken.
I'm the spring chicken. That's it. Because I'm older than y'all. So I'm the spring chicken.
Not by much. Not by much.
I'm not by
up.
Much.
I'm catching okay. up with you. I'm catching up with you.
I like the sound of that.
I'm catching up with you.
No, we love you, Sean. You know, you got to do what you got to do. So
absolutely. Yeah, this next month I was planning on getting this tandem certification, but because of the surgery on my hand and letting my body rest a little bit, it's probably going to be May when I go down. And then we're going to start doing discovery flights starting in June of 2024. So we are going to have a lot of fun down here. And hopefully when Kevin gets down this way, because he's a retiring police officer, we'll get him to go down and get his tandem so he can do discovery flights down here with us also.
Tony says, I want to see a picture at 12,500 feet altitude for the eclipse.
2,500 foot altitude.
25 or?
No, 12,500.
Why that particular altitude?
Yeah, I don't know why he wants. That is kind of high there, Tony. Unless you mean 12 feet, 5 inches, you know, that would.
I'll stand on a little step stool and get one.
Right?
Maybe he thinks it's closer to the moon, so he'll get a better, you know, shot.
I think with all of the air traffic that we're going to have, including a shit ton of drones, I would assume, I think that staying, you know, in G airspace would probably be who of us. And not try to get up too high because there's a lot, there's going to be just a lot of traffic up there.
So what's it like around there? I mean, is it surrounded by neighborhoods or is it out in the country?
Country. Yep. Country. Matter of fact, it's so country you can fly from where we are in Antioch all the way to BB, missing houses and land right next to Walmart, as you see in my video, flying to Walmart, big field right next to it. And it's pretty fun. I mean, there's places all over. There's a little rock quarry that you can fly around. You know, you will not have to worry about landing out. There's places to land out everywhere. However, if you're going to land out close to a road. So you don't have to walk your stuff very far.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
John Wayne says he has the same thing you do, Sean, but he's putting off surgery. So that spot you got on your hands.
Yeah, it seems like it's very popular for some reason, us old farts getting these weird ganglion cysts in our hands. I had one taken out of my wrist. I got one up here now. I got one over here on this side. I had another one taken out on my side this last year. What the hell's going on, man? When you get old,
I got one on my foot.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, like a little pebble under my skin on my foot. Yeah, so I mean, it must be age related.
Mark says he's going to 15,000. The Black Hawk will take him that high.
Wow.
Go ahead, then, Mark. You taking oxygen with you? Maybe some
salt. Okay.
Eclipse glasses, too. You might need those.
That's crazy. Is Lone Star, are they doing a thing out there, too, Sean, for the eclipse?
I'm not sure.
Because he's in Texas, right?
Yeah, he's in Texas. I'm not sure if they're in line with it or not, but I didn't really catch if they were going to do anything. So,
yeah. Well, the Chris from My Dog is Choking, he lives in Texas, and he's coming back. He's going to have some kind of thing at his flying kind of thing, like you are that night in Texas.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's one in Illinois also. So for the people that live up north that can't make it down to Arkansas, maybe y'all can find the one. I don't know what it was called, but it's one in Illinois that's also going to do, you know, flying for the eclipse for Paramount.
Where's the eclipse going to be here, Scuba? Do you know? How do you look it up?
Is it on the USPPA?
Tip of the mint.
It was on. I was looking on Facebook, and they were like, "Yeah, we got this event for the eclipse in Illinois." And I was like, "Well, Illinois, that's kind of far from me." So I just kind of passed it, but I do know there is one.
If you go to the event calendar on the USPPA, and let me go ahead and share that real quick. I think I got the right one. Yeah, so
I see yours is there.
So there's Flight for Gabe.
Oh, there it is. Total Solar Eclipse Flying and Viewing Party.
Yep, and that's Watson, but it didn't say what state. That's weird. Is it on here? Oh. Yeah, Illinois. There it is. Yeah, Watson, Illinois.
Yeah.
And then there's ours. But we don't have the biggest airspace. I mean, we don't have the biggest LZ. So I'm not sure how many people will be able to put in. It'll be very crowded. I think that if we get more than like 20 pilots.
Fire up the grill.
We got the grill. We got a pit boss that was donated to us. So we do lots of grilling out there. We love the grill.
Yeah, boss. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is after 8 o'clock. I know that Will needs to go. We probably need to get off here too, because we got lots of stuff going on. Scuba Steve is sick, and we got a bunch of students coming in tomorrow. So if there's nothing else, we're going to say goodnight to everybody.
There's Hunter Toon. Hunter, keep doing what you're doing, man. You're doing awesome. I'm following all your videos. You did awesome at beating your fear of heights. I mean, that's what I'll say. I mean, he started from just barely hopping across the ground to now he's flying like I would normally fly. So good for you, man. It took you no time. He's already called and asked for permission to fly from by his shop, which I'm still scared to do. Because, well, mine's an Air Force base. It's a little bit more shady, but yeah.
Who's all in the chat tonight then? So I didn't get to say hi to everybody. Is Linda Kramer in the chat? Yeah.
Did you want to say hi to everybody in the chat real quick?
Yeah, I'll say a quick hi. Sure.
Okay. Do you know how to get to the chat and say hi?
No.
I
could have lied and said, yeah, sure I do. And then I look all silly on here staring at the screen. Is it this one? Is that one? I mean, look how far I've got just in the last few years with you guys on the show figuring things out. So you got to be proud of me, you know, because when we first started, it's like, I didn't know anything.
Do I need gator boots for Fly It for Gage? I'm just wondering.
No.
No?
Nah, you don't need shoes at all.
So if you go up, you can actually click your participants in the super chat. You know how to do that, right?
Huh, what?
All right, let me go ahead and share my screen real quick, and I'll show you. So I'm going to share my screen. I think this is the right one. Yeah, so here we are. If you come over this way and you click the top chat, those three little bars, and you tap that, I got everybody in my way. I can't see.
Yep. Up, right there. Down.
Up, go down.
Down. Oh, you almost had it. Down a little bit.
Oh, no, down.
Yep, there. Yep. Yes.
There you go. There's everybody in the chat.
Okay.
So you guys should be able to do that too. Go ahead and see if you can do that.
I saw the names there. Thank you everybody for hang with us tonight. Really appreciate y'all on Monday nights. We always have fun. And I'm just glad that you're healing up, and that's what's important, you know. And you guys have Will and Scuba, you know, have a safe flight and a drive and all that stuff to fly.
Yes. I got to get on an airplane, which I will not be controlling. So that is scary. I'd rather be flying a paramotor, honestly.
You don't like flying on an airplane?
I do not like it. This will be my third airplane flight ever, I think. So, yeah, I'm not a big fan of it. I like to be in control of what I'm flying.
Well, just
you got a 60% chance of making it safe, so you'll be fine, man.
Great. Yeah.
Just jump in the cockpit and say, "Move over. I got this."
The only problem with that
paramotors, let me fly this plane.
The thing that Sean just showed you, the participants, it only shows people that talked in the last 5 minutes. So people that still may be watching but haven't commented won't show up in that list.
Just so you know. That's why.
That's why the list is smaller than actually. We have more people watching than what's showing because they haven't said anything, but they're still watching.
Okay. That's okay.
You can just
call Robert, appreciate each and every one of them.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I did is everybody.
I copied the people right here that talked in the last 5 minutes, and I put them in the description below. So thank you very much for hanging out with us all the way to the end, chatting with us for the last 5 minutes. So
you are memorialized.
You flew in Crocs. Got to wear some Croc shoes for the Crocs down in Florida. There you go.
Yeah, in all seriousness, I mean, just whatever you normally wear, you'll be fine.
I'm trying to keep it limited so I don't have to put a lot on the plane because, you know, you're limited to what you can bring since I'm not checking any luggage. I'm just going to have personal bag and a carry-on bag. That's it. Plus, she is too.
I have a quick joke. And then Shane, if Shane's listening, he would be all impressed. What do you call two blackbirds stuck together?
You scared me for a minute
two,
there.
Yeah. Two crows stuck together. Two crows stuck together. What do you call them?
Two crows
stuck together. What do you call two crows stuck together?
I saw it on Facebook today and I wrote it down. I'm like, I gotta share this. Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Velcro.
That's funny. What do you I got one for you.
Robert
what
says to mute you, call, Lindy.
What do you call Linda Anderson's son?
Say it again, what?
What do you call Linda Anderson's son?
Paramount's son.
Robert Michaels.
Oh, okay.
He's in the chat, that's why I said that.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he said to mute you. He said, mute Linda right now. Mute her.
Before I forget, check out Mark Amundsen's YouTube channel. Got some good videos.
If y'all ever see Robert at a fly-in, make sure y'all squirt him with a water balloon because see, he really likes that.
Yes. And the last thing is, don't forget Flight for Gage, March 21st through the 24th. It's going to be a hoot. First, at least on the East, first fly-in of the season. Looking there forward to
it. First big fly-in of the season. There's probably been other ones, but yeah.
Don't forget on Thursday, since I got Robert in the chat, my number one.
I'm gonna bring this up to try to cast Friday. I may be going live from Flight Brigade, so y'all might want to check my channel out Friday.
Okay, Robert's gonna have his 300th show on Thursday.
300.
Yep.
Everybody, man, we ain't worried about it.
So I'm really excited for him. I love you, son. Thanks for hanging with us in the chat. That's wow. I'm like really impressed that he
did you see what he said in the super chat?
No, what did he say? What did he say?
Said mute her, mute my mom.
The last episode 300. Robert, you cannot stop doing this. Don't even try it. The last episode. The last episode of maybe March. I don't know.
Oh, are you kidding me, man? Have you seen his microphone? He's still paying that thing off. He can't quit now.
I know. He can't leave me. Gosh. That's the only time I get to this way I get to see him on Thursday nights. I always look forward to that, you know, hanging out with him on the after show and stuff. Well, sometimes, you know, in the Zoom, I try to get in the Zoom. But yeah. Gosh. But I get it. I mean, if he decides that, you know, he not to do this show anymore. I mean, he's got a full plate, you know, got the family. He's raising three teenagers now and, you know.
Three teenagers. Oh, heck no. Lindy, you get to fly in May, right? Is it May?
Huh? Yeah.
May. Okay. I wasn't sure when Torchport was. Okay.
Memorial weekend.
See in the super chat, they're like, last episode, is he done? That's what they're asking. You keep on saying last episode. Is it the last episode?
I didn't want to say anything So I didn't know enough. I talked to my son today, Ryan, you know, his brother, whatever. And he said something about it. And I'm like, and I thought he was just kidding. He's like, oh,
the show is Robert, cutting this is into gonna be my Robert's mind. Last
show. And I'm like, no. Robert, you need to jump in the Zoom like right now so I can see your face.
Do your show on a different day, Robert. Do your show on rainy days. How about that? There you go.
Just on the rainy days. There you go.
If it's raining, expect my show to come on. There you go.
Jump in the
Zoom.
Well,
now I don't know if he's kidding or not. So, yeah, what's the deal?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I want to see him in the Zoom. Where is he? All
right. The thing is, though, I mean, you know, doing 300 shows, that's what, six, seven, how many years has he been doing this?
It really is the last one. What?
2017 or something. I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry, Robert.
You know, hey, he has really given a lot to the community. And it is, as Sean knows, it is not easy to do a show weekly like that. There's a lot of moving parts, and it does, it takes you away from other things in your life, like flying, your family, and whatever else, you know? So that's kind of the nature of a show, you know, they come and they go, they come back. It's just kind of how, but there's always going to be someone that we'll always be talking about paramotors, you know what I mean? And
I can send him the Zoom link.
When's that, Thursday? So there's going to be an open slot. Let me see when I can set.
I want to talk to him.
Yeah, come on the Zoom. I'm going to talk to you.
Well, the thing is, too, you notice that he does an hour show. He doesn't go over like we do. We go over an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. He stops
he right after show.
I've done the same thing. So it's very easy to go over. Very
I'm
easy.
I'm going to send it to him.
Dang it.
Yeah.
He has to, now he owes me. He has to come on.
I'll keep you channel, but not a weekly show.
Okay. Robert, I just sent you the link.
Either maybe you could do once every 2 weeks or once a month. That would still, you know, give you some time to build up some content. I mean, if that's what you're trying to do, and then you'd be good to go that way also.
Well, look at, you know, look at David Wolf. Same thing, right? You know, he did that for years and family and working, and it's a lot.
Yep. Anthony Bella.
And Dave Ruff.
And Anthony Vella, Dave Ruff. I mean,
no excuses. I've been doing this for almost 11 years straight.
Well, look at your bad self.
Yeah, that's a long, long time. Yes. And he does a lot of stuff.
Not all on YouTube, though. I did it on another network.
Does a lot of stuff with the community, works with the church. He flies. I mean, he's very busy with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he does have
a lot. Yeah, Tony, we're not trying to put him on the spot, man. We just genuinely care.
Yeah,
completely 100%. Understand.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Where it's is hard he? To keep up with listening to all the different shows.
It is very hard, very difficult. I mean, when you have a show a day throughout the week, I mean that's a lot of listening, a lot of paramotor information,
and it's a lot really of fun. Quite redundant.
What's that?
A lot of it is redundant.
I don't think so, because every time I listen to a different show, I always learn something from other shows. You know, I mean, look at us, you know, this is our fifth season, and almost every single episode, you learn something. Every time that you go to another show, you're learning something, you know, another tip, another trick, learn something about somebody else.
Keeps things fresh.
Exactly.
I've met so many cool people on his show too, you know, and all these years. He's had some really cool guests, and it was kind of cool when I finally started hanging with you guys and, you know, and started getting guests. So between me and Robert, we always, you know, sometimes I'd help him out, say, hey, this guy, you know, he's a cool paraglider, you need to get him on your show. And most of the time, you know, he would say, thanks, Mom, and you'd look it up or whatever, and you know, get him on the show, or I'll tell him, well, if you don't do it, get him on the show, I will, you know, kind of thing.
As little contact with these scarier fish as possible. Maybe.
I miss that.
That's why I go.
I don't even know. Where'd that come from?
Somebody's watching videos.
Sound like a radio.
We talk about stories from different guests on the show. Yeah, I never even made it on the show. I feel deprived now because
Is Robert still in the chat? He's probably, he's ignoring me.
Yes, he is still in the chat.
He's ignoring me because I sent him. I DM'd you the link, Robert, and you're ignoring me. That's it. No more cookies for you. I'm going to tell Aaron, do not bake him any more cookies. That's it for a whole week. No cookies.
No cookies.
Robert, if you want to jump on the show,
really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, if you want to jump on the show, absolutely jump on the show. I know that we're kind of leaking a little bit over the 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, going past the hour. Surprise.
That's some high praise there, Bill. Paragliding taught me how to be a better person.
Ooh.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's exactly. I mean, I'm straight from chat. Bill H. said that. Paragliding
taught me how to be a better person. I love her. Gosh, I'm so blessed.
You know, that's the other thing. And Sean does this relentlessly. He takes time out of his schedule to be able to do this show all the time. And you never know who it may help. Sometimes you'll never find out. But then maybe 5 years later, you know, if it wasn't for your show, I would have done this and got hurt, blah, 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 blah. You find out later on, and then you feel good about it. So I don't think anything that we're doing or you have done in the past has gone to waste. I think it's all in the benefit of other people that enjoy this sport.
Yeah. And just being with you guys and everything. And then, you know, you guys actually introducing me to the sport. And then, you know, in 2022, when I went up in the air for the first time, that changed my life. And I wanted to help. It helped me inspire and brought other people to fly or to do what they love to do, not necessarily fly, but just do what they love to do, you know, and it brought my confidence up and everything. And then being on the show with you guys too, in the last few years, you know, it's been a learning process, right? Kind of just stepping out a little bit. And now,
hey, when you go this year and you get your third tandem flight, you'll be called up to Kevin.
I won't ever
give Kevin crap, man. But
unless Robert buys me my trike, if Robert buys me a trike, then I might consider it. I like the tandems. And I'm just
that landing thing's gonna come with time, Kevin. I mean, hell, I still have problems landing. I only have good landings, it seems, in stronger wind. Because it's a lot easier, but I'm starting to just now figure out how my wing flares. I've seen so many people flare too early. Like one of the guys I fly with, he flares like 30 feet in the air, and I've seen him do the whole straight down thing, and it scares me. So I'm flaring too late. So I kind of flare and barely scrub my cage on the ground and then land. So it's kind of, if you're looking ahead on the horizon, you'll see all of a sudden the ground will speed up, flare then. That's pretty much when you're at the right point. I usually wait another couple seconds. That's too long, especially for my heavy tail.
Robert wants to know where the eclipse flying is.
One more time?
Robert wants to know where the eclipse flying is at your place.
Oh, where it is.
We do have a link down below. Let me go ahead and pull the.
No, don't tell him. Tell him he has to jump. He has to get out, jump in the Zoom first.
He did.
Yeah, he's going to chill tonight, says.
What she said.
BB Arkansas, isn't it?
Yes, it's BB.
Yeah, it's in BB Arkansas.
Hey, that's like halfway between him and the East Coast. So you can like come halfway over.
Kyle, I do believe that's the name of his channel, Robert Michael, spelled just that way on YouTube.
Oh, really? Okay. I wasn't sure, you know.
That's fine. No, I'm just saying that's easy.
Well, yeah, I'm glad to know that. I was wondering. Also, you know, if anybody ever comes across our channel and actually doesn't know his channel, at least if they watch the video, they'll also have a good reason to find him as well.
There you go. Very smart. Yes. Every time I say Kyle, I think everybody's going to think I'm talking about Kyle O'Glee, but. We got a Kyle Neal and Kyle O'Glee.
But okay, I know a lot of Kyles. not Kyle's office.
Yeah, you know, I've noticed there's no videos from Kyle O'Glee in forever. Where'd they go? I love watching them videos. They're gone.
Really?
Yeah. If he would have posted, I would see it because I got it. I'm following him, but nothing's been posted. Now, I know he's probably just now getting back into training season, so the videos should start popping up like crazy. I'm hoping. Maybe. I'd love to go back down there and meet with Kyle some more, get maybe a little more training for the heck of it. But, yeah, I haven't seen him post any videos.
Kevin, were you trying to say something, Kevin? You had your hand up. You're like doing this.
No, I was just holding my head. I was going to respond.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I have an issue of looking at the ground right before I land. And then my last landing, I flared way too. I was like 10 feet above the ground when I flared and I dropped.
Like, yeah, if you look at the ground, it's always going to tell you wrong. Don't look at the ground. You want to look out ahead. You'll see, it's weird because you're coming in and then all of a sudden you'll see the ground just start to speed up a little bit. When that happens, you're getting close. That's about the time you play. That's what I've noticed. Now, I don't know if y'all flare differently, but when I see the ground start to speed up in front of me, that's when I know I'm getting close and I'll start to flare. What do y'all do?
I still look at the ground.
Don't look at the ground. Well, I mean, I'm looking out way ahead, but you can still see the ground speed up. That's what I'm talking about.
Just as my foot touches, the very second my foot touches the ground, that's when I...
If I wait that long, I'm going to peg the ground.
You'll be fine.
No, I will peg that ground, man. I've already tried that one. That doesn't work out well. Boing! I would bounce off...
You already said that you waited until your cage hit.
Well, that's pretty much what happened.
That's right. So that would be extra space. That's exactly right. Just before your cage hits.
I was shocked. There was one day I came in. It was overcast. It had a fresh snowfall. I've told you guys this all before. I could not see the ground. And I came in, and everybody told me, just wait until your foot touches the ground and then flare. Well, that was the only way I could do it because I couldn't see the ground and it worked perfect.
Shooting an instrument approach.
I may try that, but I'm scared I'm going to break my leg because if I wait till it touches the ground, man,
I think that's probably.
I'm going to face plant or something.
I've only ever done it once.
You'll know when you're getting down. I mean, when you're about 10 feet of the ground, if you start slowing yourself down, right, just a little bit, and your foot touches, then you just flare and you're just skimming the ground.
That's the problem. If I go to here, that does nothing. I'm way mid-chest, almost my stomach, before it starts to do anything. So then by the time I finish out my flare, there's not much left. I think I need to adjust my brakes, honestly, because it does nothing until I'm way down here.
You might need to stay on your trike for a little bit.
I'm going to be doing that when I go to Spring Wing. I'll be on the trike because that's a big field. That'll give me a lot of experience on that trike.
Well, and the thing is also, too, you can drive yourself and your wing way away from everybody, set up, and that way you can launch and land way away from everybody. I mean, I think trikes are wonderful, especially for fly-ins, you know, just because you can drive yourself wherever you want to.
I mean, I can land on my feet, kind of. I may take a knee or something, but it's still not as good as I would like it to be. I want to be one of those, you know, butterfly, touch, touch, done.
That's Sean lands like a butterfly.
Yeah. You butterfly all the time. I'm butterflying, but you're still
just one day, just one time I did not butterfly, and everybody's seen that video. But other than that, yes, I butterfly most of the time. All right.
Walter just woke up.
Who is what?
Walter just popped in. He always pops in right when we're about to end the show. He's like, man, these guys must not like me.
It's like,
poor guy.
I know. What does Robert always says when Walter jumps in the chat on his show? He calls him dad. Yeah. He's like, yeah, nice. Oh, look at you. Nice shirt. Yeah, you better.
Yeah, that's what I just told Robert to commemorate.
When his show's done, that shirt's going to be worth a lot of money.
This is episode, what was it? 200?
Yeah,
200 episode.
200. Yeah.
Oh, nice. One of those. And now he's up to 300. We're going to have to make another shirt for 300.
I don't even have that shirt yet.
No, he only sends it to his friends.
I have turtled once.
I send you shirts all the time.
Oh, I have turtled once. It's on video. I don't not put. If I make mistakes, I still post the videos. I don't care.
I'm gonna post. If somebody learns, that's awesome. Our solar eclipse fly-in, our first annual fly-in, is going to be April 5th to the 8th. It is a free fly-in. However, we do have it to where you can help us with the field maintenance, bathroom, and shower fund. If you're able to donate anything, please do so. We definitely would love for you to help us out with a little bit of extra something or something. Here's the address, so come on over. You can hit the open map. We're going to try to make it from early in the morning on April 5th until about 5 p.m. on April 8th. And it gives us a little bit about our mission for disabled veterans, why we're doing this, your support, and everything that we do. It's all about what you have helped us do as far as donations. If you can't use, I mean, if you don't have the funds for it, which I understand, come on over and help us build the shower. You know, come on over and help us, you know, with your hands. We do need things done. We do have a lot of material that we need put on and worked on. So if you can do that, that helps us a lot. You got extra toilet paper, anything that we can use at the school, extra, what do you call it? The reams of paper. We go through lots of reams of paper. So if you got reams of paper, toilet paper, paper products, old wings that you don't use or would not use, we can actually use the actual risers to make more simulators. We can use the fabric to hang up, you know, if it's just, you know, a total crap wing. If you have old paramotors, old motors themselves, or pieces or parts of anything, that would help also. Anything that you guys can do to help us out, we definitely need all the help we can.
I would say be careful what you ask for, Sean.
Why is that?
One of the fly-ins I go to, they were like, hey, if you have extra firewood, bring it to the fly-in. So I bring my firewood to the fly-in, and I look over, and there's this massive pile of firewood. I'm like, okay, here's my little bit. Gigantic pile of firewood. I'm like, okay, well, you know, I did my part.
There you go. That's funny.
I guess we'll have Kyle go through on Amazon of all the things that we need. He'll list them all. We'll put it on the page. So if there's anything that on the page that you can do.
Make a list on Amazon.
Make a list on Amazon, yeah.
Yeah, make a list, you know, and then anybody that wants can go on there and purchase one of those items for the school.
That's the address so we know where to send, where to send it. And all
Kyle,
that.
Do you know how to do that? Or you guys know how to do that as far as setting up a list?
I should be able to do that. One thing I do want to mention, though, I didn't a little earlier because I wasn't in the video. The classroom, we will need actual lumber for that. If anybody can donate that. The school size, school room size is actually a 15 foot by 20 foot. So we got a general list of that. If anybody is interested in trying to help donate for the materials on that, I do have a list about a rough idea of what materials we will need. So feel free to get a hold of Sean here. If you need to get a hold of me, I'd be more than happy to let you contact me. You can actually get a hold of me. My name is Kyle Neal. Phone number is 870-529-4220. If you want to try to set up anything for donations, get a hold of me. I'd be more than happy to try to work with you on that as well. But on the list of Amazon, I will try to get something together with you on that, Sean, to get that set up.
That's a really good idea as far as putting a list on Amazon.
I think once you make the list, people don't even need to know the address. They can just go to that list, and when they click on it, it's automatically going to put the shipping address. So you just pay for it, and it just goes right to you. Shouldn't even have to worry about shipping addresses and stuff because you're making a list that's public. that people can see and go, oh, okay, they need this. I'll buy that for them. And then boom, it's done.
All right.
Okay.
So Robert actually asked a question for you, Sean. He said, how is your neck doing?
My neck is doing pretty good. My back is doing pretty good. I do have ice packs, and that's great for my back. I throw it on my neck when I get the chance like this. It feels wonderful. I use the heat sometimes, but I think that the ice feels much better. But thank you very much. Yes, it's doing better. The doctor said that where the crack is in my back, which is crazy. I can say I have a broken back. That's crazy, but I don't feel like it. The actual, what do we call it? Not crack, but fracture.
Sure.
Is in the front part of the spine, T12, but not in the back where all the spinal cord is and all the nerves. So I lucked out where the compression fracture was.
Oh, yeah.
They said 4 weeks it should recalcify. So there's no surgery that needs to be done. And then, you know, try to take about 12 weeks before you go and do anything stupid again.
Well, Will said he could only stay on for an hour, so I don't know how we kept him on this long, but yeah.
I don't either, but we definitely need to go. School is early in the morning. You guys are awesome. Anything that you can do, like I said, we got these really, really nice veteran coins that we got. We got 20 of them. We got more that's going to be coming in, different types. So if you're able to, just check out our donation page. It's on the description down below. Any $100 donation, you get one of these, and you help us build a shower, which we really need with this fly-in coming in really soon. So if you want to shower up with the fly-in, help us out a wee bit. We'll send you out these coins. They're really awesome coins. Don't forget, we had two donations. Who were the donations from?
John Wayne, $50. John Wayne
and Mark Emerson, right? So thank you very much. Mark Emerson, $5. John Wayne, $50. Everything that you guys do here definitely goes straight over to our nonprofit. Anything that goes through our website goes right to our nonprofit. I do not pull any salary out or anything like that. So anything that you do. Did I say doo-doo? Did I say doo-doo on there? I did. Doo-doo. I said on here.
Yes,
Definitely helps us out a lot. Our tuition is going to be not only the tuition, but it's also going to cover your book, your DVDs that are going to go with it, a helmet, the comms. The comms are going to be Bluetooth, radio, so radio jack also, a nice visor that comes down, and a little eye thing that comes down too. It's really awesome. Kevin, I think, just got one. I got one. Kyle got one, and we want to make sure that everybody that comes through school get these amazing carbon fiber helmets. They're really awesome. So they're just going to be part of the tuition.
Cool.
All right. Anything else, guys?
I think that's it. We got to wrap it up real quick. Let's go.
Before we go, I can actually show you just a little bit if the thing wants to.
Whoa. Okay.
If it will.
It's the invisible helmet.
There you go.
You too can get protection.
This is actually a modified. These are not what's going to be coming with it, but this is the helmet that we actually are going to be selling, of course. It's got your regular tinted visor. It's actually got the...
right here. That looks very similar to my helmet, but I don't have the visor.
Nice.
Yeah, it's actually pretty nice. We can also get the parts where if you want this to be tinted and this to not, we can actually do that as well. Right now, what I've got is just a Bluetooth comm that's actually modded in my 3M.
Yeah.
But that's, we could do a lot of options on this stuff, and it's actually really, really good quality.
That looks really nice.
Yeah, it's
like your visor.
It's really good. I have no problems with it at all.
Yeah. And Kevin, he went out, was working on one of the quads, and you said that you could barely hear the engine, so the quality was pretty good, yes?
Yes, very good. Very good.
I like it too. But like I said, we want to be able to give these things away to our disabled vets. So the coin will definitely help. We can probably get... we're going to do a lot, and we're going to make it very transparent too. Once we build our new website, we'll run to thesky.org, which apparently is not working right now. We're trying to switch over to another server, and everything's going to be on there. Total transparency, what comes in, what we're spending money on, the new projects that we have over at the school, the veterans that are coming through. It's really awesome. I mean, I'm really happy that I'm part of it. I'm very happy to see people fly. And the best part is when they land, they're like, wow, I flew for the first time and I'm so happy. I'm telling you, the first solo flights are truly incredible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have next week, I'm at a touch base with Chris Crystal from the Corn Buzzards. Aviation flying is coming up in June. So I'm going to get up with him this week, and that he's supposed to be our guest next Monday. Is that going to work for you, Sean? Next Monday?
I believe so.
Okay.
I don't have a calendar, but
John said he had some new students coming in. That's why he couldn't make it fly up for gauge, but I mean, he could just be pulling our thing
too. Yeah. So let's see. This is March. We got,
and that's the last. Yeah. That's the last guest for the month of March. Yeah.
So we just have Annie that's going to be here for the full week. And if things change and I'm able to run down to Flat for Gage, I will definitely be there with bells on for sure.
Don't push yourself though, Sean.
I like to push myself.
Well,
no, don't push yourself, because then you really will be grounded.
Nah. Yeah, let's fly the fort.
What's that?
Yeah.
Fly the fort. When is Fly the Fort?
That's with Kramer, right?
Oh, Fly the Fort. Yeah, that's May 30th. That's Memorial Weekend. Yeah.
So we actually did have a question in here, or it's a statement here for you. Sean is John Wayne said that Evan Williams is offering grants for vet charities.
Who is?
Evan Williams. They're offering grants for vet charities. John Wayne said that.
Okay, can you write that down and get up with me tomorrow so we can check that out? Anybody else that knows grants for veterans or anything like that, please send them to me. That's ppggrandpa@gmail.com. You can always get us at admin@runintothesky.org.
I'm going to show y'all that my helmet is very similar to what he just showed y'all. And this helmet was not cheap. So I'm just looking at that helmet going, damn, that thing looks very similar.
Oh, that's the Icarus or Icarus.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it says, ice on there. But yeah,
that's the one I got too. Those are nice.
These are nice helmets. Don't get me wrong, but it does not have that shield. I mean, you can buy it, but
Shield interferes with the GoPro though.
Right. So I didn't want to put the shield up here and interfere with the GoPro. So I usually wear either some goggles or sunglasses because I need glasses anyway. And I got a battery pack up here so I can keep my GoPro charged. And then I got the mic adapter, which you really don't even need. It works fine with the media mod on here. And then I got the Smoke PPG headset hooked in here. And that's it.
Yeah, so like I said, on the ones that we got, we can actually order them where the tent's different on either one. Or if you actually want to buy the extra replacement that is tinted to have them both tinted, we are able to actually do that.
Ooh, I would get a mirror tent. That would look so cool.
Yeah, I agree. I was wanting to look at for something like that. I don't know if that mirror tent is capable, but I do know a darker tent is. So
okay, cool.
But either way, we can order either way. So if you want it on the one over or just the sunglasses tinted, we can do either or. It's not going to change the price. And I don't think the replacement that is tinted is really that much at all. So I also have to get into looking more into that. I've seen it multiple times when I was browsing. But yeah, we can do it. We can do it at a reasonable price for sure.
Got a lot of stuff coming on. I can't wait to show you all the cool stuff that we're going to be doing. Like I said, we'll be building up our new website very soon. You can always find us at runtothesky.com. and paramotorarkansas.com. The rentthesky.org we're working on, and as soon as we get that up, we'll definitely let you guys know.
Or you can get that, you can get that mask off Temu, and then you could make your helmet look like that, and you could just be bad to the bone. Just saying.
That is
that will scare some folks while you're flying a paramotor. I'm just saying.
Just like wearing
a Will's costume. Got one, so we could both, we could be the same.
Yep.
And Will said he had to leave out of here 42 minutes ago. So
yeah, we just
thank you, Will. We appreciate you hanging out with us. Kyle, Jim, Paramom, Linda Anderson, Kevin, Scuba Steve, myself, Sean Simons, PPG Grandpa. Guys, you're amazing. We appreciate you, and we will see you very soon and cannot wait for all of us to go run into the sky together. Have a great evening, and we'll see you next week here. There are B Square.
Hey guys.
Good night.
Bye,
everybody.
Bye.
Oh, yeah, and hearts and stuff. Come on, heart. Do it.
Hearts and stuff. Hearts and heart. Stuff.
Yeah. Bump, 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 bump. We try. We
love you, Robert Michaels.
Okay. Catch you later, Al.